Save even more during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Mylow's Pro Rewards members save up to 20% on in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. And save up to 20% on in-stock pre-hung interior doors when you buy six or more. Load up today on the materials you need and get the most out of Pro Savings Days. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
What happens Monday? That's the big question when this gets to a jury. Closing arguments are Monday. The 12 people who've been watching this woman for 3 weeks go into a room. People want to know what that actually looks like, what sticks, what doesn't, and what might be in the future for Corey Richens. One of the damning pieces, one of the many damning pieces in this case, has been the walk the dog letter. Did a piece on it the other day. We were breaking it down kind of almost page by page, writing from the jail cell, telling her family, for the prosecution's theory is correct, telling what lies to tell, how, I mean, basically telling her brother to say this, telling her mother to say that. Again, we're talking about someone who's up for a murder charge here. And you're literally asking your family to lie for you. It seems she also doesn't grasp the implications of doing that. Like, should this letter have never been found? And then they followed through on that. And then they got busted doing that. The implications for those people, too. It's just like nothing seems to occur to Corey that other people's lives are affected by her decision-making processes.
She really doesn't play these things forward, does she, very much?
Who doesn't care?
I think, you know, from our perspective, it doesn't look like caring. From her perspective, it probably does. Remember, everything, you know, goes into context of the individual in those moments. And I think from her perspective, that was she was doing exactly what she needed to do. And which is also kind of surprising that they rested without doing more, because if she's as ignorant and dumb to do that jailhouse letter, which was extremely obvious, and she, I mean, everyone knows these things are read and scrutinized like this, like you can imagine a moment of desperation. I have to do something. I have to do something. Yet when it came to her defense, it's like throwing in the towel without trying more. I really wonder, I'd love to know the balance between what the lawyers wanted her to do and what her pushback was. It's really interesting.
One of the things you and me were discussing a little bit yesterday afternoon via text when this is all going down, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on this deeper. With Corey, if we are to assume she is what she is, if she is this narcissist, this whatever personality is going on here, folks like this, if you know them, because they all have a similar ilk about them, is they hate exposure. That's why the term mask is always used. When the mask comes down and they're exposed, it's like kryptonite. It's the worst. It's like the single worst thing for folks like this is the exposure of who they actually are. So they seem to be able to go to no end. So to that understanding, Corey makes some sense to me as to why she just keeps digging and digging and digging. But when we're getting over to the end of the defense of Corey Richens, ultimately it's Corey's choice at the end of the day of what they're going to do. And they discuss the case with her. And in no way am I trying to say that the attorneys are not representing her to the best of their ability and vigorously as they possibly can. I'm not saying that at all, but I am saying they're human beings. And human beings also have tolerance levels for what they're going to be able to take on and take in and deal with it. When you sign up to represent Corey Richens, you know, you kind of know what you're getting. You know that this could go anywhere and you may look rather foolish. Take on any client, you may look rather foolish. It comes with the territory. You're the attorney. That's your job. It's part of what happens. But at some point too, you do have to make a judgment call and say, yeah, maybe I don't want to keep going with this. I mean, is it in the, and you got to balance that with the best interest of your client. It should ultimately be what your client wants, no matter what. At the end of the day, that's your job. But you also are, as a human, looking at this going, come on. I mean, I've been lambasted here, if you're the attorney, every which way to Tuesday for the last 2 weeks of this trial, for all these missteps, all of this, whether however you want to look at it, they haven't been shown in the best of light. And I can't imagine it's necessarily, you know, going to reflect super great. I don't know anybody's looking at this going, I want her to represent me. At some point, you're going to say, I'm going to throw the towel in, or I'm going to wrap this up. So I do wonder how much that played into that conversation with Corey, of just subconsciously realizing maybe I don't want to keep going down this road either. Again, I'm not trying to criticize them or accuse them of throwing their client under the bus or abandoning their client. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying they're human. So there's going to be an element of that to their decision-making process, whether or not anybody wants to admit it or not.
Yeah, I think there's probably all these elements come into it. I would think, again, you know, just listening to Bob the other day on defense lawyers, you know they're throwing their weight at it and everything they have at it into, I can't imagine it was a give up moment.
Yeah.
What I'm also, what I'm really curious about part of this conversation. So here is Corey sitting here for weeks on end, listening and having to face who the world sees her as for really the first time. Mm-hmm. You know, people that are kind of made into who they are, you know, the nurture part, oftentimes when they're like this are completely unaware of who they are because they've had no guardrails in their lives and they've never been told no all that often. And given that optic of looking themselves in the mirror and seeing what the world sees when they see you. Now, granted, at the higher ends, they'll totally disregard it and see themselves as a victim and be a wound collector and be dismissive of all these thoughts and opinions. But you still don't know what is actually going on in their brain and their mind. Because I'd be really, really curious as to part of that conversation that she's having with the lawyers is how much of she couldn't take any more personal assaults on her as well. Like she's either absorbed it, can't take any more of it. And she's saying this to the lawyers and the lawyers are saying, you know, we could just not call anything. And, we've done a good job of cross-examining and causing a reasonable doubt. Remember, we just need reasonable doubt. And they probably wouldn't bring up, hey, only 20 or 30% of these things succeed when we do this. But it's still better than zero. So I'm gathering that she was part of that conversation, part of her being willing to throw in the towel, I don't think is right, of letting it rest was because she herself probably couldn't face herself anymore.
That's where I'm going. That's how I think it ultimately lands.
Yeah, I think too.
It is these folks, they can't take it. Look at Donna Adelson. Look, there's Alec Murdaugh's an outlier. Alec loved the spotlight and took it all the way to the end.
Yeah, and Donna fought nonstop because she thinks the world's an idiot. And it, mm-hmm. and it came across in the courtroom because she kept play acting the entire time. Yeah. And we said this throughout the week. I never got the sense that Corey was play acting. Corey was being Corey and was doing, she was trying to subdue what her emotional response was thing, but they weren't really over the top demonstrative. They were, mm-hmm. I saw them to be pretty congruent with what she's feeling in the moment. Which means that with nothing demonstrative, not thinking that she had to act or was putting an act on for anyone, her tenacity for battling is not the same as a Donald Adelson's. It was mm-hmm. like, I think some of it got through maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's it really makes you wonder.
Does.
I mean, there's just so many personality elements at play in all of these things. I'd be curious, and I'm not going to name any names or say anything beyond this, but the investigation into this case was absolute shit, it feels like, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I mean, if that job had just been done correctly, I feel like there wouldn't be as much ambiguity here. There wouldn't be, I don't know, I think it would have been a lot more straightforward, but it wasn't. And I do wonder, if there's anyone else in the mix of this story, sort of Donna Adelson-ish, and that plays a role. That plays a role in influencing Corey, in directing Corey, in suggesting ideas to Corey about how to handle this situation. I'm curious where Corey got the idea. I guess is where I'm coming from, and I don't know who. I'm not blaming. I'm not saying it's some member of the family, Wink, or anybody. I don't know. But I am saying that'd be really curious. I think I don't know that they did this. Maybe they did. I know they took Corey's devices and things like that. There's some other folks whose devices I think would be really interesting to look at in this case. That may reveal a lot of interesting context to where Corey's inspirations came from. And I think that's where I'm at. And I could be completely off. I don't know. I'm not accusing anybody, but I think Corey gets her ideas from some places. And so, I think there's some close people to Corey in her life that they may be coming from.
Interesting thought experiment. You know, as you see me kind of, I always look up and to the left as I'm kind of mulling yeah. these things and doing my thought experiments. It is an interesting one to entertain. So I would think, though, that if that was the case, and we might have seen some more leakage of types of communication behaviors from True. Those people involved throughout. So for example, one of the things that popped in my mind is, so she is writing these coded messages from behind bars, right? In mm-hmm. the walk the dog letter. So if that was a learned behavior from someone, in other words, if there was someone else that was kind of guiding this ship a little bit, mm-hmm. we probably would have been exposed to, I would think, but again, prosecution might not have had it and might not have thought it relevant or whatever it is, but I would have thought that we would have seen some other coded communication from other family members or people that we think might have been involved in this at some other point as well. Because, I mean, I'm relating it to the other cases that we've covered, like Adelson's, where,
yeah.
you know, we have coded messages one area because there's coded messages in it. In other words, it wasn't just one person. It was like infused because it was standard operating procedures in a family to do this over a period of time, or think you'd get away from it. Because of a lack of highlighting anyone else around this, I'm thinking maybe not. Again, I love my word maybe not. But if there was involvement, I think we would have seen more of it in the communication text that we were exposed to by the prosecution. I would think, maybe not.
I would think, too. I mean, I would think, I guess my thought is like, maybe we need to take a closer look. I mean, they didn't look at the damn pill bottles. They didn't look at so many pieces of obvious evidence. But I mean, those are things that at a finite time window as to which you could look at them, in which they would reveal something. They've had 3-4 years here to go through like all the text messages and everything, which you would think, I mean, that's there. I mean, you would think that would have shown exactly what you're saying, if it were to go down that sort of a lane, that there may be someone else. But, or, I don't know, I'm also wondering, were some things being communicated in code from someone else, and it was just completely overlooked?
Here's what I think is missing from that. So let's relate it to the Adelson case a little bit. So
yeah.
I think if this was the case, we would have seen leakage about negative feelings towards Eric from other people.
We did.
Was it really over the top? Was there much?
It wasn't over the top like Donna Adelson over the top.
Right.
You know, or like Shippers,
we want to bump them off over the top.
No.
That's what I'm saying. It was typical in-law maybe or relationship maybe. In other words, I'm not. And you would think if that was the case that someone had something like that, that defense would then use that for witnesses on their side.
If they even did it, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't know that the devices that would have some of that information on were looked at. Just like Eric's hair wasn't looked at. Like that to me is another one that blows me away in this case, is the fact that the hair follicles were never tested. I know it's not a standard thing to do, but it would have answered so many questions if Eric had been a regular user or not. But again, it's a lever I don't think a lot of people wanted to pull, just in case.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bruschi, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.